Morning Watch. Laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 10. Governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. Monday, related verses. Colossians 2, verses 6 through 7. As therefore you have received the Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Galatians 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 3, verse 14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. 2 Timothy 4, verse 22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Romans 8, verses 4, 6, 10 through 11, 13 and 16. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Verses 10 through 11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. Verse 16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. Related reading. In Colossians 2, verse 6, to walk is to live, to act, to behave, and to have our being. We should walk, live, and act in Christ that we may enjoy his riches, just as the children of Israel lived in the good land, enjoying all its rich produce. The good land today is Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit who dwells in our spirit to be our enjoyment. To walk according to the Spirit is the central and crucial point in the New Testament. According to the context of Galatians 5, the Spirit must be the Holy Spirit who dwells in and mingles with our regenerated spirit. To walk by the Spirit is to have our walk regulated by the Holy Spirit from within our spirit, in contrast to having our walk regulated by the law and the realm of our flesh. The flesh is the uttermost expression of the fallen tripartite man, and the Spirit is the ultimate realization of the process trying God. Because of Christ's redemption and the Spirit's work of regeneration, we who have received God's dispensing can walk by the Spirit, by the process trying God, instead of by the flesh, by our fallen being. Paul wrote this book not only to rescue the distracted Galatian believers from the law, on the negative side, but also on the positive side, to bring them into the realization that the believers have the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit in their spirit that they may live, walk, and have their being in the Spirit. The righteous requirement of the law is not consciously kept by us through our outward endeavoring, but spontaneously and unconsciously fulfilled in us by the inward working of the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life is the Spirit of Christ, and Christ corresponds with the law of God. This Spirit within us spontaneously fulfills all the righteous requirements of the law through us when we walk according to him. The Greek word for walk denotes the general walk in our living. The requirements that we must fulfill in order that the law of the Spirit of life, which has already been installed in us, may work are 1. To walk according to the Spirit, 2. To mind the things of the Spirit, to set the mind on the Spirit, 3. To put to death the Spirit the practices of the body, 4. To be led by the Spirit as sons of God, 5. To cry to the Father in the spirit of sonship, 6. To witness that we are the children of God, and 7. To groan for the full sonship, the redemption of our body. 2 Timothy strongly stresses our spirit. In the beginning, it emphasizes that a strong, loving, and sound spirit was given to us, a spirit by which we can fan the gift of God into flame and suffer evil with the gospel according to the power of God and the Lord's life-imparting grace. In the conclusion, it blesses us by emphasizing the Lord's being with our spirit that we may enjoy him as grace in order to stand against the downward current of the church's decline and carry out God's economy through his indwelling spirit and equipping word. In the grievous days of the worsening of the church's degradation, what is needed is the eternal grace of God, which was given to us in eternity and is to be appropriated by us in this age. This grace, which is in the indestructible life, is nothing less than Christ, the Son of God, who is the very embodiment of the divine life, dwelling and living in our spirit. We need to exercise our spirit to enjoy the riches of this Christ as a sufficient grace. Thus we may live him as our godliness for the building up of the church as his testimony, bearing all the divine realities, truths, according to God's economy.